Is AJ a weirdo? Let's bring on Professor Charles Andy Morgan, professor of national security and a forensic psychiatrist.
Really?
And he studies all kinds of fetishes, and he says a foot fetish is the most common of all fetishes. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. AJ, Professor AJ.
Yeah, how you doing?
It's a pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. You know, Quentin Tarantino, Tommy Lee, these are all the people that, like, you know, these are famous people, you know? I don't know why
I'm
constantly being
people.
Subjected to this, but yeah.
Idris Elba. Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, Microsoft, what?
Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, exactly right.
These are
folks who are major players.
The fact that he's getting nervous just talking about it, that tells you it's a little bit more than an average foot fetish, right?
No, because I can't find the words.
I'm asking the professor.
Oh, okay. Feel free.
It's really funny. Lots of people are kind of shy about it, but do you know that it's about 70% of our population has what we call a non-standard sexual interest, which means it's more than the equipment you were provided by nature, and that for having
already
fun
got
in
that.
Your sex life.
Wait, what is that? Wait.
Yeah.
Act.
Your equipment.
I already got that down below. Yeah.
Wait. Hold it.
Yeah.
Go by that again. Let's drive by that again slowly.
Yeah,
so I want to take a good look at it.
Just say, but 70 to 75% of the population has a non-standard equipment sort of thing that enhances their sex life. They just don't talk about it very much. That's the thing you discover.
What do you mean? Like a non-PP or the JJ interest?
Non-traditional genitals. And because fetishes enhance people's, you know, sexual arousal, desire, they're fun. And so in psych, you know, we're like, hey, if you like it, do it.
Yeah.
People have argued for years, like, is it pathology? How does it happen? And
how does
we've
it
learned
happen?
A couple of
have
things.
You figured out anything on that? Why? Why is it
the quick answer is there's two big theories, and no one knows if they're both true. They certainly both have data around them. One is, if you remember, I don't know, any of those pictures you've ever seen of the human brain where it shows where your body parts are represented. The little guy's called the homunculus, and it shows you how, you know, your lips, mouth, and teeth and your eyes are all represented in one spot. He looks like a little guy laying and kind of doing a backward arch. So his feet are really, if you put your hands at the top of your head and pushed down between the two hemispheres, you'd find your toes. And right below the area of your brain that represents your feet and your toes is the area that represents your genitalia.
Okay.
So, and the neurons are so close to one another that sometimes when you stimulate one, you're also activating and stimulating the other. We call it neuronal crosstalk. And so some people have said, oh, well, that makes it easier to pair sexual arousal with stimulation of the feet and things. And so another researcher had done a study looking at, well, can I create the pairing? So he showed men lots of pictures of nude women and would pair them with sexy boots, right? And after a while, when they show the boots, the guys would be aroused.
Wasn't there someone here that had a sexy boot, like girls in sexy, was it news girls in sexy boots?
There was a blog called The Booted Blog, and it would exclusively post pictures of newswomen wearing boots in the field.
Okay, but somebody here liked that site. Not in this show.
Right? No.
No, but in the
someone right. in the building.
Okay, anyway. Go ahead.
Yes.
Very.
Who was it?
The same guys tried to pair pictures of jars of pennies with nude women, but nobody got a fetish for penny jars, right?
Penny jars.
I love money.
Yeah, I know.
Have you met AJ?
I love money. I don't care. I'm proud to say it too.
But all that means is that you're kind of wired. It's easier to create a fetish to some things more than other things, and most of the fetishes are related to body parts, and leather is a body part of some other animal, but
a cow.
So that's weird. Is that really connected ranch? Like that?
I'm sorry.
All right, so back to the feet, right?
Yeah,
why there's clearly, like you said, 70%, 75%. There's a lot of people interested in this. Because there's a huge shoe business for
huge.
Women.
Huge.
Absolutely.
Huge. Right. Huge.
At least Payless.
Absolutely.
So those women who are fixated on shoes, they also have a foot fetish, right?
Yeah, well, they know it's linked to looking sexy and you know, being appealing. You know, it makes calves look beautiful when people are in high heels, you know. It's like flexes the little muscle in the calf, and So it's a way of, you know, showing off what you got. I mean, that's what we do, right?
Or your golf ball and tee.
This guy is so brilliant. It's crazy.
How
crazy
is
that
he?
He's on this show with us, actually. It's Professor Charles Andy Morgan, professor of national security and a forensic psychiatrist, talking about why foot fetishes are the most common.
Isn't it national security to worry about?
70 to 75% of folks have some sort of foot fetish. It's because the part of the brain that connects to the genitals basically is very close to the one that connects to the feet. And in layman's terms, where seeing or touching feet feels like seeing or touching genitals.
I don't want to touch genitals.
Yes, your neurons can do the crosstalk. Yeah. So I have a question. Do you like feet?
AJ?
I'm attracted to them, yes.
Yes. And for how long in life did you know, hey, feet do something really cool for me?
I don't know, most of my life.
Yeah.
As far as you can remember. Wasn't there a time you were playing with your grandmother's feet?
Yes.
She didn't let me suck her toes, but I do remember.
Ew! Oh, have you seen my grandmother's feet?
Wait.
You're like Palmer.
Wait.
So much just happened.
Yeah. Professor, you wanted to suck your grandmother's toes?
No, but I thought it was a cool image to throw in there. But
it really
wasn't.
Wow.
This guy. Puke.
No, but wait. He knows how to flip a switch in your brain, like, immediately. Like, he knows where the buttons are. Did you see what he just did there?
Yeah, may as well puke.
AJ, tell the professor your story. You crawled under the table. How old
were
you?
When I was a little kid, I played my grandmother's feet. I was like 2 years old.
Okay.
Like most little
mad
kids,
about
like
that.
Most little kids do. Because you know what?
No, I've played with my grandmother's feet.
No,
I never saw her feet and thought.
Yeah, and like, okay, so you don't fetish on boobs, you don't fetish on legs, you don't fetish
boobs.
On asses.
Legs.
Okay,
yes.
So why is this different?
No one's saying it is.
I'm just saying.
it actually may not be much different, right? It's sort of an extension, like some people say.
I do like the other body parts also, just so you know.
Yeah.
I'm not running around going, ooh, 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 ooh.
Yeah, no.
Freak over here. I'm getting tired of this crapola.
What are you getting tired of?
Smell of feet.
It's like I mean, I'm not a freak over here. But there's a lot of people like this.
It's the most
common one.
Ashley was literally pinching her lips together to not say anything.
It's so funny. Did you know that smell of feet is caused by the same bacteria that makes blue cheese smell so good? Yeah.
Why do you know these things?
He's a professor.
Don't you have any national security crap to take care of?
Oh, well, it's actually really fascinating when you think about it that human beings and other animals can use, like I say, more than just genitalia or lips for having sexual pleasure and self-stimulating arousal. I'm not flexible enough to use my own foot to stimulate myself, but maybe some people are.
And you're the doctor.
I am sure AJ has tried this.
I was
telling my medical students one time when I was teaching them, I just said, if you can't talk about sex to patients, if you look embarrassed, they're never going to tell you what's on their minds. And it's supposed to be fun. So, yeah, you just have to go for it. I mean, the one thing that I really try to tell people is they usually start really early. And we don't know why in some people they're more than in others. People had a bunch of theories. The one that Freud had was called polymorphous perversity, meaning basically you can get sexually attracted to anything if the timing is right.
Other anything, people, any object or like, any person?
Any object.
Like cars,
any
man.
Any object, anything, yep. And then later people discovered, well, maybe that's true, but you're more likely to make a fetish to certain body parts over just inanimate objects. But as we know, the sex industry is big. There's lots of toys that are fun. So, you know, people are really flexible when it comes to making, you know, conditioned responses to things, as long as it's reinforced by having an orgasm or something. And then you go, whoa, I like that. I think I'll do it again.
Professor, ask AJ a couple of questions just to get a vibe at where he is on a scale, 10 being, okay, this is needs treatment, and 1, like, this is normal.
Treatment? Like, what kind of treatment? Like, rub of room? Really?
Well, I have good news and bad news. If you're hoping someone will treat it, I have bad news. We don't think you need to treat them. We think they're healthy and normal, and they're not pathology. So unless somebody says,
we've done these stories where like someone at a shoe store will kiss a strange woman's feet. You've heard these stories.
Yeah, they get arrested.
Yeah.
That needs treatment.
That ain't happening.
That is a downside. That's a little more like the... Have you ever been to the zoo and seen the chimpanzee humping a boot or a shoe?
No, I missed that day. I've been there. What zoo do you go to?
So, you just think you have to know the time and place. You know, it's probably not good to do in the airport security line, you know, when you're taking off shoes and thinking, can I see your shoes?
Right. That must be really a stressful time for someone with a foot fetish. Everyone's taking their shoes off.
Oh. And now we know why AJ doesn't like to fly.
No, because I hate planes, jackass.
All right, it's a joke.
Yeah, you'll see the guy goes, you have to step through the scanner. Now he goes, I don't want to. I'm staying right by the foot line. You know. So if you're just too, you know, if you don't know how the time and place and you can't modulate it, then you might work on that with someone. But the nature of the fetish itself, we go, oh, hope you enjoy it. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Do you have, if you don't mind me asking, do you have any other fetishes?
Yeah, cars.
Yeah. Yeah. Sex in the car. Or just, you mean that?
Okay, have you ever looked at a tailpipe and thought,
No.
Yeah.
No, but there are cars that are very sexy that I want.
Yeah. Well, you know, they're always paired. You know, when you look at car ads and sexy women and, right. You know, it's...
That is true. It's
sexy, yeah, they always, right? put models next to cars.
Yes.
They don't show like some fat guy with a meatloaf T-shirt eating a sandwich next to a car.
Which
you usually see when you go to a car show.
That is true.
I'm in love with my car, so you know, there you go.
Yeah,
you can. Yeah, our culture pairs so many things and links them that it's entirely possible that people find cars or anything else arousing in their context in which. Maybe a sexual experience is heightened and even more fun and pleasurable. So, it's not abnormal at all.
I don't go that far, but no, I do like cars, yeah.
Tell us, AJ, cool. Something now, you did weird and you thought, man, if anyone found out about this, that'd be horrible.
Yeah. Something weird I did?
So yeah. for your
besides this?
Does it go with the shoes or is it just the bare foot, if you don't mind me asking? Because some people, it's just the it's just the toes, the heel, the whole foot.
The
other
arch.
People, it's the shoe wear on it.
It'll be the bear. It'll be just bare.
Oh, bare. Yeah. So is it the arch or the toes?
Nah, it's the overall.
Oh, see, I went to a very conservative college. It was very religious. And I remember the dean of the women's college saying they couldn't wear open-toed shoes because toes made men think of making babies. And I remember thinking, that must be fun at the beach. Anyway.
And you're the doctor.
No, but he's brilliant because you can't have a conversation if you're not willing to share.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a fair conversation.
Right. This is the trittiest boy, yeah. Boy is he sharing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then have you found that, so how have your different partners, if you have them, how have your sexual relation partners responded to your enjoyment of their feet?
I'm sorry, tell me. Sorry. So you're talking to yourself again.
I mean, does it surprise them or do they go, wow, that's pretty cool? And, you know, have you discovered the range of responses people have or do they even notice?
The range of responses. No, actually, I haven't really explored that.
No, oh, okay. You know,
he
loves
his feet, too. He loves to...
make sure they're clean.
He takes good care of them, but he also, until we started... hammering him on the air, he would post pictures of his feet all the time.
Yeah.
Like it wouldn't be, here I am watching TV. It's here are my feet watching TV.
Right.
Yeah.
He talked to his foot once.
You made me, jackass.
Does he have good looking toes?
Ashley?
No, I think my toes are better.
Oh, don't go
by
her.
I mean, his toes are fine.
She's like a bat wings.
Some people have like those baby feet toes. You know, they're just rounded and they're not all crooked and everything. And you kind of go, what beautiful feet. You know, you just got to go, those are handsome feet.
Do you get complimented on your feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. AJ doesn't have very gnarly feet. They don't look like the roots of an old tree.
Yeah.
They're not crooked.
Yeah. Right. And they don't look
I never get compliments on my feet. They're usually purple and people go, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, stop kicking heavy objects, Doc.
Yeah.
We have Professor Charles Andy Morgan, professor of national security and a forensic psychiatrist on. He is involved in so many different things. We're going to talk about this art show coming up.
Oh, art.
But he's done some research on foot fetish, and we have him talking to AJ here. AJ, do you have any questions for him?
Yeah, do you have one yourself? Because you seem to be talking an awful lot about it, like you're kind of into it.
I don't have a foot fetish, but I really like a foot massage. Like, I enjoy getting a pedicure. I think, hey, there's no reciprocity required. I'm selfish, but getting my feet worked on feels great. Mm-hmm. So I like that. But
now,
I don't think I have it. I don't have it as a sexual arousal thing, but it's very pleasurable. But so I don't personally have one. But
if someone doesn't want to get their
feet, people who can.
If someone doesn't want to get their feet touched, someone doesn't want to wear flip flops, someone doesn't like to see guys' feet, where does that put them on the scale?
Ooh, well, you'd have to ask them, like, what goes through their head that makes them say, oh, I don't want to see it? Because sometimes people don't want to see things because then they are stimulating, right? And they try and block it out. So I don't know. I just have to ask them and say, what's up with that?
Hmm. I think you naturally look because you're kind of curious when you see someone. You know, like, oh, you look to see what I got. Oh, God, oh, I'm so sorry I looked.
Yeah.
You know, you look because it's something different.
Either, oh, that's nice.
It's something different. Like, you know, like if someone, like, got a new haircut. Oh, well, that's different, you know.
I mean, if you're on the beach, you expect it. But if you're just walking around, 98% of the people are wearing shoes. So when someone's not, it's like, what's the deal there?
You got to look down.
Yeah.
Big shoes. That's good.
AJ likes to show off his feet like a woman likes to show off nice cleavage.
No, I'm comfortable, so I wear flops. That's why.
Yeah. That's a cool hypothesis. I like that one.
And also, because of the fact that I had an operation done, and actually I'm most comfortable wearing the flops than when I had the wearing sneakers.
I've known you way before this operation. You've always wanted to flaunt your feet.
Well, I'm just saying that lately.
Flaunting in flops.
Yeah. Just rub them with cocoa butter, make them shine, make them look like...
Have you done that?
I use cocoa butter, yeah.
Oh, okay, man, it's good for your skin. And then it'll make your feet beautiful. Yeah.
AJ's going to start his own brand.
Has anyone come up and
butter.
Asked you, can I touch your feet?
Excuse me?
Would you let the doctor, the professor, touch your feet?
Dude, do not touch my feet, no.
Can I touch your feet?
No.
Ted Coppy did once. He gave you a foot massage.
Like I said, dudes, you guys made us do that to raise money.
Just saying.
I hated every second of that. Guys!
That's my question. Is it a reciprocal thing? Like, do you like to do things to other people's feet, or do you like other people to do things to your feet, or both?
Well, no one does anything to mine, so there goes that.
Oh, okay. You don't want them to, or they just don't have an interest in it?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's cool. Yeah. That's and they respond positively to your interest in their feet, yes?
Well, that hasn't happened yet, but yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, except the time you got arrested, but let's ignore that.
I did not get arrested. Don't start that crap. Mr. National Security.
Yeah. Yeah, you're fine.
No, but
they're just really fun. I just think that most people are way too either shy or bashful about it, you know, about any fetish that they have. And it's part of that. It's part of in our culture that I find just so weird is that sexuality is advertised everywhere, but somehow people are still embarrassed and going, yeah, I like that. I think then when the movie 50 Shades of Grey came out, lots of people went, oh.
That was the audience.
Yeah. Yeah.
What That's defines right. a fetish? Like, how, quote-unquote, weird does it have to be qualified as
a fetish?
Fetish
doesn't always mean weird. Like, it's like some people, like, they love arms, they like ears, whatever. That's a fetish.
Ears. Well,
you're objectifying a body part. That
elbows.
Means you're, yeah, exactly.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It doesn't mean weird.
I like that little V that guys have that points like arrows down to the
crotch.
That
some guys have.
Well, Eric has one. So the V that Eric has is like, hello.
So when the V becomes a washboard, or a washtub, rather, what happens then?
Yeah, and then
when age
some
hits.
People like hair, right? The hair is a real turn on. If it's long hair, maybe it has to be short hair, or maybe it has
flowing.
To be shaved. It can be anything. Really, the way fetish was originally sort of characterized is that it's an object that has power, right? That because you can people talk about the rabbit's foot being the lucky rabbit's foot, and I think historically they're probably linked as a rabbit foot fetish and fertility. And
it's got to be the worst for a rabbit. Can you imagine that?
Seriously,
know,
right?
It's like your foot's lucky. Sorry, cutting it off.
Yeah,
gonna hang it around my neck.
It's not lucky at all.
You run into a rabbit someday who's dragging a human foot around, going, "Gotta get lucky." But
playing the lottery. Driving a caddy.
Yeah, so it's really subjective, right? When we talk to people and they say, I think I have a fetish. And you go, well, what do you mean? They go, well, I like to add this element when I'm having sex, and it heightens my sexual pleasure or my degree of arousal. And, you know, when I have an orgasm, it's really good.
Keith likes and his face licked.
Good.
Our boss.
Yeah.
He doesn't like to lick other faces, though.
No, he's selfish. No. He just wants his face licked.
Right.
He wants his face licked.
Right.
Like an ice cream
cone.
Where does
that come from? Was he raised by wolves or something?
I don't understand that.
No, I love that he was willing to talk about it.
I don't understand feet either.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a very primal thing, right? You know, lots of animals have to lick and groom their offspring, so, you know.
He does like steak. Oh, wait, we have a clip of him saying this.
I mean, I don't think this is that weird. I think it's pretty common that people like to be licked. I like to have my face licked. I don't know. Like,
there's a T-shirt.
It's got to feel great.
People like to be licked.
Yeah. Anybody else's tongue? My tongue went dry just now.
Keith is starting his own T-shirt line.
We know for stress management, it's really good. The more licking and grooming you get, the better you tolerate stress.
Really?
You know,
Cat's got that down. They're Zen masters.
The release of oxytocin, you know, counters stress and enhances your feeling like, wow, it's time to feed and breed, you know, that kind of stuff.
Feed and breed.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Oh, my God, that sounds...
Yeah.
There's a T-shirt.
Feed and breed.
Time to feed and breed.
Great name for a restaurant.
Yeah. Maybe you should lick my whole face.
Pardon?
Yeah, that would be a restaurant in a nightclub. No, sorry.
Real meat market,
Feed and breed.
All right. Professor Charles Andy Morgan, professor of national security and a forensic psychiatrist. Got to have you back. What's this art show?
Oh, I love it. Say again?
The art opening.
Oh, the art opening. Yeah, it's at the Stanley Whitman House that's up in Farmington. And with two other artists who are incredible photographers, the director asked me to introduce ink drawings. I had a project during COVID, and I wanted to recreate a deck of tarot cards. I find them just fascinating, and the art in them. I just didn't like any of the ones I saw. And every now and then when I perform, I do mentalism magic. I like to use tarot cards for mind reading stuff. And I didn't like any of them. I thought, I think I'll make my own. So I created a whole series, did all, you know, 78 drawings. And he said, I want the original inks up and then the finished product because we had them printed and aged. And so it was a giant sort of project while in sequestration, right, during COVID. And every morning I get up, have a cup of coffee, do a drawing. And that went on for really a couple of months. And I found it absolutely relaxing and just, you could just let it go and draw, and they didn't worry about it. And it just happened. And suddenly I had all the images, and I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. I hope people find it fun. I think some of the images are pretty non-traditional for that.
Well, so, what we're going to do is we're going to link up all the info on the radio station website. It sounds fascinating. Thanks for coming on. You're going to be invited
back. You're very welcome.
Soon.
You guys are a lot of fun.
You're a lot of fun. Thank you.